Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Abigail's Cryptid Tales with me, your supernaturally inclined host. Happy New Year! It's been a hectic few months, but we are doing better than ever this season, and I hope the same can be said for you. If not, that's okay. Take some time to chill with us on this very auspicious stream as we close out the year and ring in the new one. Now, due to time zones and the like, we won't be hosting a live countdown, since that'll just be, you know, over and over and over again for however many hours. We're gonna close out with plenty of time for people to enjoy their own New Year's traditions. In the meantime, though, let's talk about some of our best mysteries on the podcast so far. I'm talking about most popular, most controversial, versus big.
Oh, hush, I didn't want to miss anything in case you brought any of it up tonight.
Let's get into it.
You two always run yourselves into tangents. I didn't want to get left out. Yes, that is my excuse. Now, are you ready to go? Good. The sooner we get to the diner, the sooner I can get some tea. I can never stay up for the actual countdown, but this year I'm determined. Of course. I don't want to leave early just because I'm sleepy, and if I have you and Abby chatting away, then that should be enough, but I want to be sure. Oh, wait a minute. This is for you. You mentioned it a while ago, and you seemed pretty interested. I know we didn't have anything helpful in the library that you hadn't already looked through, so... Here. The History of Integration of Magical Communities. A little dull for my tastes, but I hope you get something out of it. No, it's not part of the library catalog. I got it for you. You're the only one who's ever taken any interest in this other than Abby, but obviously that wouldn't work, so it's for you. I may be forgetful, but I do remember the important things on occasion. You're welcome. Now, go put that inside and we can head out. Yes, I thought about what you said on Friday. Wielder, it's a complicated matter. More complicated than it normally should be. And... Yes, of course, we can talk about it more after tonight. I promise. Yes, Pinky promise. Now, hurry up and we can get going. I fucking know it was a good idea. Why do you think I planned it that way? That's not the point, smartass. You could have at least waited a day. Oh, really? Oh, how gracious. I should be so honored. Sorry. I'd have changed plans if I'd known.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Evie. I'm glad you do had fun.
Yes! Oh, a double date sounds like fun! Ooh, there's an axe throwing place a few towns over. We should try it out.
Uh-huh. And how's your control on your vamp strength again?
Maybe rain check on that one? I might send an axe into the next building still. But I'm getting better.
I don't doubt it. We'll go soon.
It is so nice to finally have someone to talk to about these guys. I have been dying to get someone on my team for years. I have so many stories to tell you about Beth in high school.
Excuse me, the fuck you do?
Excuse me, I'm talking to my future mate-in-law. Shouldn't you go help your dad finish making dinner?
And get between him and his grill? Do I look like I have a death wish? Oh, he most certainly is, and I've learned my lesson far too many times to count. Here, watch.
Hey, Claire?
Yeah.
Can you go take over cooking?
Simon's on the grill.
I know, can you kick him off and take over?
Do I look crazy to you?
You're dismissed, Claire.
Go walk around and show off that outfit I made.
Okay.
See? I rest my case. What? That was not rude. That was proving my point. Plus, I need her to walk around to promote my work.
Like living marketing?
Exactly. And if Silas staring at her ass is any indication, I did a great fucking job.
Okay, knight in shining armor, put down the sword. You don't need to go defend her honor. Claire can handle herself.
And I'm pretty sure Silas is too scared of Simon to do anything tonight, so, relax. Okay? Plus, didn't you guys say that Silas is, like, chill?
Yeah, he's super nice.
There you have it. So just sit back, relax, and... oh, shit. Speaking of moves...
what's wrong?
Hang on, they're coming inside. You'll see. Beautiful, permission to be a bitch for the sake of sibling harassment, and top-tier comedy?
Oh, no.
Yes!
I know it's not you this time, but still.
And if you look towards the door, you'll see a pack juvenile as they limp their way back into the den.
No.
It's been a rough mating season for this scrappy young shifter who, despite their best efforts, still can't get a date.
I was not trying to get a date.
Uh-huh, and my middle name's Francis.
Your middle name is Annalise.
Thank you for sidestepping my sarcasm.
Thank you for fully minding your own business.
You're so welcome.
Wow. You know, watching you guys interact is like seeing sitcom characters brought to life, but I can't tell if it's a good sitcom or a bad one.
Please, I'd be an amazing sitcom.
Yeah. Except your series would run, end, and be rebooted before you actually got a significant other.
Oh my god, Ro, you found it.
Found what?
An opinion no one asked for.
And that's my cue. Can I not leave you guys alone for 5 minutes?
Nope, no can do.
Absolutely not.
Sorry, Claire.
Children, all of you. Ro, follow me, would you?
Ooh, someone's in trouble.
Shut up.
You know she picks on you and you still take the bait.
I change one button and I'm on her shit list for all eternity.
One button?
Maybe a few dozen?
That sounds more like it. You okay?
Yeah, just expecting something stupid.
I've got a feeling it wasn't that stupid. You just learned something very valuable.
And that is...
boys are dumb.
I knew that. But why's he gotta be so cute when he's dumb?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer, though. You got a minute?
What did I do?
You didn't do anything, but just come out to the back porch with me.
Okay, this isn't helping the idea that I'm in trouble, but sure, I guess.
I promise you're not in trouble. Come on. I know we've already done the whole gift exchanges already, but I wanted to do this in private.
Oh, God.
Take a breath. It's a gift. I didn't want to put you on the spot in front of everybody, so I thought a more secluded thing would be best. This is for you.
Huh? What is it?
Open it.
This is...
all the paper you need for a full legal name change. Birth certificate, credit cards, driver's license, all of it. I remembered you talking about doing this back before everything happened. But then our lives got spun around, and everyone in the pack put a lot of stuff on the back burner while we sorted things out. Some things more personal than others, and while I appreciate everyone readjusting their priorities for the sake of the pack for a while, that was never meant to be a permanent shift. So, this is for you. Everything is in there. If there's anything that I missed, feel free to let me know, but that should be it. Plus, money for all the fees for the paperwork is also in there. The whole pack pitched in, so you can give your private thank yous later. This is a lot. I know. You don't need to do anything with it. You can tuck it in your drawer and leave it for a week, a year. You don't have to touch it for another 5 years if you don't want to. This is just for you, Ro. To do with as you please, on your time. You make the choice whenever you're ready to take those steps. And you should know that everyone in the pack is supporting you. We've got your back no matter what.
Thank you. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. But will a hug work?
Thank you.
You deserve this. I am so proud of you for every step that you've taken. I just want to make sure that you have nothing holding you back from taking the next ones. Whenever you're ready. Okay?
Okay. I think I'm going to go put this in my bag. I'll look through it this weekend. Thank you so much.
Anytime, kiddo. And one more thing. I know that you've been getting restless during meetings, so I've made some adjustments to next week's rotation. Think you can handle patrol with Mike and Hazel? We need all hands on deck.
Really? You're serious?
I'm serious. You're definitely old enough, and you've really been stepping up these last few weeks. So are you in?
Hell yeah! I mean, yes, I can do that. No problem. All right. Thank you.
Good. I'm trusting you. We'll talk details later. Right now, go slide those in your bag. And remember, it's not just me. You've got plenty of other people to thank inside. Go on ahead.
Are you not coming in?
The lights are really nice tonight. I'm gonna hang back for a few minutes.
Okay, if you're sure.
I'm sure, but save me at least one cookie.
I make no promises.
All right, then.
Stand being outside without any gloves on. I bet your socks aren't even insulated. Oh, roll your eyes at me all you want, but you'll be sorry when you catch a cold tomorrow. And I'm not gonna feel bad if you get frostbite. No, I won't. Soft. I am no such thing. Well, according to you, I'm just an old crone, so. Oh, well, if I'm just old, then that's fine, isn't it? Oh, stop. I know you're only teasing. Now, shush and open the door. I can't feel my hands. Evening, you two.
Happy New Year. Come on in out of the chill. It is just biting tonight.
See, I told you it was cold. Happy New Year, Miss...
Miss Eliza Danvers, but you can just call me Miss Liza, okay? Excellent. Oh, yes, we stay open on the 31st. Not everybody's got somewhere to be to celebrate the big night, so we make sure they've all got a place to be right here. Though I've seen you here too many times before. You do here for Abigail?
Yes, we're just waiting for her to be done with her live stream. Is it all right if we wait down here?
Oh, I'd be hurt if you didn't stick around for a bit. I don't really understand all that pod streaming stuff she does, but she sure is a peach. I'm happy she's got some friends to ring in the new year with. Now, y'all sit down right over here and let me know what I can get you.
Tea, please. Earl Grey, if you have it.
I'll see what I've got. I think the packaging just says black tea, but I'll look for you. And for you, sugar? That sounds perfect. All right, I'll bring those over to you in just a minute.
Thank you. I texted Abby to come down whenever she's done, so she'll meet us in here. I can't imagine what her soundproofing has to be like working over a place like this. Oh, pull up our livestream again.
You don't need to tell me you hate me. Just tell me to go whistle in the woods at night, all right?
Oh, my.
But with that, I'm going to wrap up this stream for tonight, folks. Thanks for hanging out with me, and look forward to the very first podcast episode of the year dropping on January 2nd. We've got fun stuff planned for this year, and it's going to be the best one on the channel yet.
Never the publicist.
As always, stay comfy, stay culty, have a happy new year, and I will see you in the next episode. See ya.
Perfect timing.
All right, I've got your drinks right here.
And even better.
All right, for you and for you there, sugar. Now, I'm gonna wait till Abigail joins you, and then I'll come back and get y'all something to eat. All right? Two of you look starved half to death. When was the last time you had a proper meal?
Oh, I'm fine.
Let me get y'all some menus for our specials tonight. All right?
Okay. She is exactly like Abigail described. No, you're right. She's very sweet.
I got it.
Good evening. I hope you don't mind me stopping in later than planned.
Not at all. Come on in.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Your Highness.
Hey, pick your jaw up and go grab some food.
But I...
Desserts don't count.
Oh, man.
It seems I've arrived just in time.
Yeah, we've pulled up some of the blood from our storage, but you're free to anything in the dining room if you're open to eating.
Do you know where your Alpha is? I have something for her.
She just stepped out with Ro a while ago, actually. But she's somewhere around here. I can take that for her if you'd like. Put it in her office.
Much appreciated, Bethany.
Oh. Hey, beautiful... Your Highness, you've met my partner, right?
We met a few months back, though that was before you two became an item. Congratulations, by the way. It's lovely to see you again.
Miss Celine, you made it!
Of course. I was invited, after all. I couldn't turn down such an event now, could I?
Can I take your coat? We've got them all hanging up upstairs.
Yes, come on, let's go.
That's very kind, thank you.
On it.
And good evening, my dear knight. How are you? Wonderful. Of course. Yes, it is still an open invitation. I haven't changed my mind on that. I see. Then absolutely, we'll find time to meet soon. We can discuss anything you like.
Although for now, I must find out what that tantalizing smell is.
Excellent. Lead the way.
Hey, I'm here. I made it. Hello, I have arrived. Oh, shit, where's Rose? Oh, bathroom. Got it. So, this spot is free? Well, yes, it is now, because this spot is warm and it is now mine.
Yeah, the stream went really well. I mean, a lot of viewers, a lot of great engagement. It was fun.
But I am ready to have some in-person celebrations tonight with you guys.
Nice. What?
No, your leg's jumping under the table like you got somewhere to be.
What, you got something to tell me?
Yeah? Yeah, fuck it. Sure, I'm all ears. What's up?
Yeah, Rosie already talked to me about doing the reading events with the kids. I thought we talked about that too.
I mean, granted, we talk too often that things get messed up real easy, but yeah, I'm excited to start.
This sounds like a fun thing to do on the weekends. And, I took your advice and I looked into those, like, ride-sharing apps. I submitted, I got approved, and I'm gonna start doing some rounds in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's gonna be really fun, kind of, like, getting to know the place and getting to meet other people other than, you know, YouTube, which, no offense to YouTube, I love YouTube, you're great. But a human being needs more than two faces in their lives.
Oh, no, but you are my favorite face.
Just don't tell Rosie. Oh, speaking of which, I can see her. All right, quick, no, act like we're talking shit.
So anyway, this librarian, yeah, she is the absolute worst and definitely doesn't look like she's gonna hit me with a salt shaker. Oh, shit.
So, this is where you snuck off to. Your Highness. I didn't know you arrived. Sorry, I should have met you at the door.
Oh, don't think anything of it. I did arrive late. How are you this evening?
Doing well. Thank you.
Are you sure?
I was running a perimeter check. Just keeping an eye on things.
Dear one, nothing is going to happen.
You don't know that.
No, I don't know. I do, however, know that no matter what happens, you and your pack are more than capable of handling it. That, and you've got a majority of my clan currently sitting in your living room, so I think you've got support on all fronts.
That's fair. I don't mean to be paranoid, I just...
You don't need to explain. I've got a few centuries of understanding under my belt, don't worry. Your glamour is still down.
Sorry, it doesn't transfer with the shift. Hang on, let me just...
No. Leave it. Let it go for a while. I don't mind.
Thank you. You know, you're one of the only people who's seen all this.
Not your pack?
Some, but I'd rather not be a walking reminder. I mean, look at me. The first time Isla saw me like this, poor thing cried. Oh, Claire.
I'm happy you all could make it tonight. I know there must have been 100 places you could have gone to celebrate, so I'm grateful you're here with us.
We wouldn't have missed it for the world. The den looks lovely.
Right. You haven't been here in a while.
I admit, I've been busy, sadly. It's good to know the home I gave you has been well taken care of.
Gave? I bought this place from you.
Yes, yes, you did.
But you've definitely given us enough money to keep up the renovations. Honestly, too much money.
Is that a threat to give it back?
Celine, I've got half a mind to do just that.
What? Just appreciating the character development. When I met you 2 years ago, you couldn't look me in the eyes. Head down, hands always crossed in front of you, eyes to the floor. Yes, Your Highness. Thank you, Your Highness. I'm sorry, Your Highness. I nearly lost a fang whenever you asked me for a simple favor the first time. And now look at you. Using my first name and talking back to me? The alpha of a flourishing pack? Creating alliances, business deals, growing your family? It's good to see you all doing so well. And I don't say that lightly. You deserve it. Especially with how much good you do for me and my kind. I don't think it deserves that much praise. I don't think you're giving yourself nearly as much credit as you should. Your abilities are exceptionally rare. It's not every day that a shifter uses blood magic. Not to mention using it towards such positive aims.
Thank you, Celine. Speaking of which, I've spoken to Valera, and she'll be coming to Glenwood in a few...
It's New Year's Eve, and I've come for a party. I will not be talking business of any kind.
Of course.
After the party, on some other date, however... I do have some information on those names you gave me.
We can discuss all of that later, then. You're right. Tonight's a party.
There we go. Much better.
You know, I didn't think vampires really celebrated New Year's, given the whole immortality thing.
Well, it doesn't hold the same meaning for us as it does for regular mortals, but it's still good to celebrate the passing of time. To acknowledge it, and to value the people we carry through the years with us. No matter how long they're in our life, it's important to appreciate them while they're there.
I like that. Your Highness, would you allow me to escort you back inside?
And just when I thought you'd keep calling me Celine.
I apologize, Your Highness. You'll have to keep reminding me in the future.
Very well, Miss Green. You may escort me. Ooh, now Bethany did mention something about a special punch being served.
Of course she did.
Dewdrop, get back here. You're missing all the performances. Well, yeah, they're bad, but that's what makes them fun. Get over here.
Ooh, perfect. Thank you for getting my favorite kind.
I am not picky. Regular champagne is just gross. And if it's just us, I want it to be something we both like. Also, don't pretend you don't like champagne either. What? Isn't that supposed to be for after the countdown? I mean, yeah, no one else is here, so I guess it could just be us.
What would you like to toast to?
I knew you were going to say that. That is awful. You're awful. Well, yeah, other than to my assets. How about cheers to 1 year in the new house? Cheers to however many more here in Glenwood. Cheers to us. And your assets. It's so good. Happy New Year, Dewdrop.
Now get over here and cuddle me before the next performance comes on.
Oh, shit, hang on, guys. Countdown's about to start. Fucking new year, here we come.
Here we go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, beautiful. So, start of the new year, what's your resolution?
What? Yes, you've got to make one. Even if it only lasts a week, you've got to have one for the new year. It's not silly, it's fun. Look, Claire, What's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, I haven't really thought about it.
Ugh. You wolves have absolutely no New Year spirit. We're gonna work on that.
Ouch.
Hey, guys, you better come look at this outside.
What? Oh my God.
Is that
Aurora Borealis? Northern Lights, but those shouldn't be here.
It's only over the den. Guys, get inside right now. Celine?
It's not dangerous, don't worry. I believe this is a gift. From an old friend?
Oh my God, she would.
Fucking show off.
Show off indeed. Couldn't show up in person, but sent over a light show.
Hey, Beth.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Go let everyone inside know to get changed and shifted. It's no full moon, but we shouldn't waste this.
You sure? Even with...
Yeah, I can...
I will ensure that the area is safe.
Go on.
All of you. Oh, hell yes. Come on, beautiful. You gotta see me be Evie's sweetheart in wrestling. Sweetheart, you can't say that in front of Celine! Oh my God, get inside, go!
Oh,
Happy New Year indeed.